Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at David's response to God's love, taking a portion of Psalm 119 and kind of working our way through it as we learn from his example, we learn from God's word, and we learn to live with a greater response to God's love, and also a loving response to others, and to understand how God responds to us in love, and how he wants us to respond to him. Today we're going to talk specifically about loving obedience. And we've talked about obedience through most of these mornings on this response. It's a big part of how we respond in love, by doing what someone wants, what they request, what they ask of us. And our loving response to God is one that, well, it ought to obey. David puts it this way in Psalm 119. Verse 60, I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. You talk about a loving obedience that, well, doesn't hesitate. I suspect that each one of us have various people in our life that were more, well, more quick, more ready to do what they want, to do what they ask. And others in our life that, well, we kind of put off doing what they would request, doing what they would want us to do. And if we really would evaluate those, I suspect at some level there's a distinction of how much we love. Now, I understand there's a lot of factors playing into that when people are involved. Sometimes there are those in our life that continually ask things that are not appropriate or not fitting or not productive. And we delay knowing that they're going to change their mind. They've not thought it through, and what they've asked is not really what is needed. And if we would jump on it right away, we would kind of waste our time. But that's not always the case. Sometimes the delay is that we just don't want to. And if we're honest, we might even realize that, well, we just don't like them that much. They're just not high on our list of priorities. And when we learn to live with a loving response, we recognize that love puts the object of our love in high priority. And when our loving response is to God, then we ought to live with that same desire that the psalmist had in not delaying, in hastening to obey God's commands, to do what he's asked us to do, to live out a growing faithfulness to his word. And so when we read God's word, when we understand his commands and his principles that are laid out for us, perhaps we need to ask ourselves, am I quick to do that? Or is my first response one of finding excuses as to why I shouldn't? Explaining the commands away, rationalizing the behavior that I want to keep. We do that with God. We do that with people at times. We choose a friend and teacher and mentor of mine would often talk about the way that we live with an acceptable level of disobedience. That within our mind, within our heart, within our thoughts, we've determined what is allowable. Even when we know it's not what is commanded, not what is wanted. For many, we'll complain about the guy that's flying around us on the interstate, even while we're driving over the speed limit. And we've determined that our actions are acceptable, but because his is so much more beyond the law, the limit, his isn't. And we do that with the laws of this land, the principles of this world, but we also do it with God's laws. It's the examining the speck in a brother's eye while we're living with a plank in our own. And we don't see it that way. We kind of view it the opposite is I have this little speck, it's no big deal, but his sins are huge. And the problem when we do not hasten to obey God's word is we make excuses for our sin that, well, it draws us further and further away from God. And we begin to categorize that my sin is somehow acceptable, but those sins out there are evil and wicked, and God doesn't love them, and so I won't. But God makes it clear that all of our sin, yours, mine, those strangers out there that we may be appalled at, it all is appalling to God. It all breaks his heart that we would do such things. This loving response says, I want to obey God's word. And again, we've talked about this in the past. It's not that we as humans do it perfectly. God's grace, his mercy, his forgiveness is bountiful. But it's also not something that we ought to take advantage of. To, as Paul writes, to deliberately go on sinning so that God's grace would abound? Of course not. That's foolish talk. And yet, we do. But as we consider this loving response of obedience to God, how does that impact our loving response to others? Jesus made it clear, if you love me, you'll do what I say. And he says, you have heard it said, to love your neighbors. But I tell you to love your enemies. Do good to those that persecute you, that seek your harm. And so this loving obedience says that it changes the way I love people. It changes the way I love people that I get along with. It changes the way I love people that I don't get along with. It changes the way I love people I know. It changes the way I love people I don't know. And one of the things that we discover is we recognize the depth of God's love. Is that his desire is to grow a similar depth in our love. That the way we treat others, We treat those that are in our circles. We treat those that we interact with, that we enjoy, with a love that's sacrificial. And for most of us, we can hear that and we can acknowledge that that's a good thing. And we can make efforts to do just that. But this loving response to God also should lead us to look at those that don't live the way we live, who aren't perhaps seeking an obedience to God, who may not care for the way we live, and yet God calls us to love them with a sacrificial love. You see, this loving obedience is, I'm going to hurry up and do what God says, even when I don't understand it, even when it's difficult, even when I don't like it. And so when we approach God with this loving response to His love, it really does change the way we love people, the way we love one another. And we look for those ways that we can serve. We look for those ways that we can share God's love. As I've mentioned before, Jesus was very good at sharing the love of His Father. And because of the love that He would share, the crowds would gather around and they would be eager. And even those that were caught in sin, even those that He would call to repentance, would hear what He had to say. And many would accept His correction. Many would accept what He was calling them to, but there were those that didn't. Those that were offended. Those that walked away because the teaching was difficult. The truth was hard. And as we live with this loving response, we must be very careful in the way that we not only live out God's word, but the way we share God's word. Keeping truth at the center while maintaining love at the core. And whether the people around us accept or whether they reject, our response ought to be the same. A loving response. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to Yourself. Your love calls for a response that is loving from our part. And Father, as we consider what our loving response to You is, or at least what it ought to be, help us to grow in this desire to not delay, to hasten, to hurry up, to obey Your commands. Help us to look clearly into Your word. And not just the commands that we like, not just the ones that we've become comfortable doing, but especially those that are difficult for us to grasp. Those that we've tried to explain away, those that we just don't like. May we also in those not hesitate to obey. And even when we don't understand the reason, may we do it. Father, I think of the disciples out fishing and Jesus coming along and giving them instructions and that response of, in essence, it's not going to work, but because You said so, I'll do it. Father, help us to live with that kind of obedience. When Your word tells us things and gives us instructions and examples that are counterculture, cultural to the way we live today. Rather than trying to change them to fit us, may we change to fit them. May our response be, I don't understand it, but because you said so, I'll do it. And God, I pray that our desire to hurry up and obey would lead us to loving people in a greater way, in a more consistent way. That our response to everyone we meet today would be a loving response because our response to you is a loving response. And Father, give us wisdom and courage to put that into practice in ways that benefit those that would hear us, that would benefit those that we interact with. May everything that we do be centered on love. That real love that doesn't sugarcoat the truth, but delivers it in a way that's manageable. In a way that shows real concern. In a way that's helpful. Father, as we gaze into your perfect law which gives freedom, may we live with the freedom to love like Jesus loved. May you help us to examine those areas of inconsistency in our own life. That we would realize the sin that we harbor is just as damaging as the sin that others harbor. And may our response to your love be one of prompt obedience. And when your Spirit helps us to recognize our disobedience, may we be very quick to make changes, to remove ourselves from those areas of disobedience, to remove that disobedience from our life. God, today, as we hasten to obey your word, may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.